everybody, to the podcast. This is episode 41. Thank you guys for tuning in and staying with us, supporting us. We really do appreciate it. You guys have done an amazing job of supporting the podcast. Great amounts of downloads. I've started to get some recognition for some sponsorships. So thank you to everybody who's been loyal to the podcast and who has been tuning in either from the beginning, or if you're new tuning in, thank you very much. I cannot say that enough. Oh, that's an error, isn't it? What I was trying to do was this one right here. But thank you guys. I really do appreciate you guys. You guys tuning in, you guys being supportive to the podcast. You guys are amazing, and I cannot stress that enough. So thank you guys so much for that. Today's episode, we're going to talk about a top 10, so to say. So there's a lot of things, obviously, that happened this past decade that you guys would probably probably not remember, or maybe it's not one of those things that you're really focused on, but I do want to say that we are here to help today. So, for example, I'm going to read a couple of things off a list made by goodhousekeeping.com. Now, they have like 31, so I'm going to go through and we're going to discuss them and you know, just remind you guys of everything that's going on. So, before we get into that, I'm going to go ahead and drop the sponsorship stuff. So we'll be right back. If you're looking for a grocery delivery service, then check this out. Instacart delivers groceries in as fast as 1 hour. So save yourself a trip to the market, because they have multiple stores available. Shop all of your favorites on one single order. The products you love from your local stores, hand-selected by shoppers based on your preference. I will leave a link to the site in the show notes below. Go follow that and it helps support our show. Knock Around, the original sunglass company. If you follow the link in the show notes below, it lets Knock Around know that we sent you, and you get 20% off your first order. Not only that, but it helps support our show. They're practical, stylish sunglasses that start at just $10. Stop spending a fortune on sunglasses that just might break or get lost. For the same price of one of those sunglasses, you can get a pair for the entire week. You'll get 20% off your first order when you follow my link, and free shipping on orders over $50, and free returns if you don't absolutely love them. So I can't say enough about Knock Around, and I really do mean that when I say that I can't say enough, because if you guys really do go check out the website and you guys see the selection that they have so many different varieties of sunglasses to fit all styles and personalities and things of that nature, and they're affordable. That's the best thing. You know, they even got snowboarding goggles. You know, I know the season's coming to a close, but you guys should really go check them out. Follow the link in the description, and it will give you guys, it'll kick back a little bit of cash to us on the sale, but it'll, more importantly, it shows that you guys support the podcast, and it just lets them know that we sent you guys. So again, you guys have done an amazing job supporting the podcast, so thank you. I cannot stress that enough. So moving on, we're going to get started. Okay, so there's a lot of things, obviously, that happened this past decade, and some of the things, obviously, are monumental and things that we're obviously going to remember, but there's going to be other things that we're not, or it's not at the front part of our brain where we're like, oh, you know what? I remember that. But like I said, we're here to help. So one of the things that I don't know if you guys are aware of happened at the beginning of the decade, which was huge, is this first one. The very first iPad came out. Now, it's crazy to think that the iPad not so much came out this decade, but it's almost an afterthought, because we're so used to this era of technology to where it's progressed so much from the first one, which I have a first iPad that is garbage. It serves no purpose. It doesn't work anymore, really. I can't do anything with it, to where it's gone now. It's opened the door for obviously all tablets and everything of that nature. LG started getting into it. Samsung got into it. Amazon got into it with their Fire tablets. So you, Huawei or whatever those Chinese brands are called. But you got tablets of all varieties, and they all work like a phone. Obviously the cameras aren't as good. The RAM isn't as fast, but a lot of these newer tablets can be used as a portable setup for almost anything that you do. If you're in sales, it works really good to log your information down, and you can, they have mobile versions of a lot of things that you can use on the computer. It could be used good for retail. Real estate. It could be used for real estate. You could just use it for so many different things. And obviously the main thing that I use it for as a parent is to entertain my kids, you know, but, that's neither here nor there, but that came out in April of 2010. That's how long ago. And it's crazy because even from the first iPad, I think to let's say like the third iPad was such a big jump, in the production. The quality was the same. Obviously Apple makes good products, but it was more the guts of everything is just huge. And I think that from the third one on is when you can really start to get into, I think you can still utilize those today, you know, 10 years later. Obviously those came out a little afterwards, but just the pioneer move in the direction of technology and look where we're at today. So, September 2010, another thing I'm not sure if you guys are aware of. Lady Gaga wore a meat dress. You guys remember that? At the VMAs? She wore a meat dress. Or as a raw beef dress. I believe she wore it to, to shed light on not eating meat. I think that's what it was. But it's crazy. Who would have thought? And then look at where she started with that to where she is now, because she's like an actress now. Obviously they redid that A Star Is Born. She was good in it. She's just completely changed. And I know time does that, but it's so crazy to think as Lady Gaga, as the A Star Is Born songs to where she is now, to where she started with the rah-rahs and gagas, and you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, and just goes to show you that the time has passed. I feel like the decade flew because I remember that, and it felt as though it was not literally 10 years ago. It felt like maybe that happened 5 years ago or so. It's just crazy to imagine. Yeah, I'm going to skip that one. That one's not important. But this one, all right, so this one's obviously big. April of 2011, millions of people tuned in to watch the royal wedding. A royal wedding, the first one. That's the one that took place with Prince William of Wales and Catherine Middleton. There was 22.8 million viewers watching the spectacle. They've been married more than 8 years and have adorable royal children together. But we talk politics here, and it's funny because me and somebody were having a discussion outside of the podcast in regards to I told him that Alyssa didn't really understand how women. You know, it might have been on the podcast, but anyway, I didn't really understand how people can cry over Kobe Bryant. They've never met him, you know, or get like sad, obviously, but cry over a man you never met. And I explained to her, I told her, first of all, I don't think you'd understand because that's one of those people that was instrumental to a lot of our upbringings and our outlook on sports and just a bunch of things. And so I explained that to her. And obviously she didn't get it, but then Corey told me what it was like when Princess Diana died. A lot of people were here in the United States were in tears. They were sad. They never knew her. They just saw humane work that she did around the world and the things that she set up and things like that. And so they loved her. She was adored by everyone in the world. And people cried. And it's funny because you take someone like Kobe Bryant for our childhood and you take an older crowd, I think at that time, that were aware of the things that she was doing and they were sad. And it's the same thing. You've never met that person, but it was a big deal. And I think that's how people are going to feel with this couple. We saw them get married and, you know, they do so much. They're in the public eye for good reasons and everyone just loves them. They're adored by everyone. And so I think that, obviously that was monumental for the royal wedding or royal family as, as more people are into it and or in the family and things of that nature. But I kind of got sidetracked there. But moving on, this one's going to be a little bit more funny for everybody. In May of 2011, please tell me if you guys remember this. Now, this is one of those things that feels like it's older than 9 years. But do you guys remember planking? You guys remember that? The picture they have here is Jimmy Fallon planking on the couch, the guest couch, with Gisele Bündchen standing over him. But it was a fad that involved lying face down in bizarre locations and then posting photos on social media, but literally everyone was doing it everywhere. It was the first of many social media challenges to become viral on the internet. But look back on it now, we can admit it became a bit too out of hand, which was true. I remember, and obviously like in bigger cities like California and maybe Florida, and you know, that was common, but it wasn't so common where I live. And I remember going to a party one time, and it was down the street from my house at the time, and I was living by the university, so there was a lot of college parties that were going on, and so you know we knew a lot of people in that area, and we would stop by. But there was one particular, I'd never met whoever lived there. It was a friend of mine a friend of mine's friend that knew that person, and so we went, and. I said, you know, it was a smaller house and we're just kind of drinking and stuff. It was kind of boring. So, I stepped outside for whatever reason and I was sitting outside and there was this weird dude from when I first got there. So it was like an odd, it was roommates, I think. And I don't know if there was something going on, but so it was a heavier set lady. And then it was like a really like skinny dude that was probably like 120 pounds max. And he was probably like 5'11". And it was weird because it seemed as though he was obsessed with his roommate. They could have been dating, I don't know, but she like paid him no attention. So I thought he was a little strange because he was just a little socially awkward. And she was very welcoming when we got there and he was not. And so, I was like, whatever. I step outside in the front because he was gone for a while and I didn't even notice it until I stepped out front. And I went out front. I don't know. I made a call. Maybe I went to go smoke a cigarette or something. But because at the time I smoked. And he was planking. And it was on the corner of a main street with a wall, a brick wall that is like, you know, has that stair design where it goes. It's like descending or ascending depending on which way you look at it. But I remember he was just laying there planking. And the whole point of planking is you take a picture of it and you post it. It was dark. It was probably 1:30 in the morning. No one was around to take pictures. I don't know. If I was on the phone, he knew I was there. If I was just smoking, I don't think he knew I was there. Cause it was a good maybe 17 to 20 feet away from where I was standing. And he was just planking. And I was outside maybe 20 minutes. Because I went and got my cousin and I was like, look at this. And he was just planking for 20 minutes plus. And no one was looking for this guy. No one was like, hey, where's that dude at? But it was funny because he was there. So he was doing the fad, but he wasn't doing the challenge, which to me, I was so thrown back by it. I was like, why would you do it if you're not going to post it? And I just thought, I was like, man, this guy, I don't know. It's a strange one for sure. But that's my story with planking. And it was a big thing. Yeah, I remember going to California and this was years after it was gone. And I just saw random people near the showers. And there's usually walls before you get into the sand, like Huntington Beach or Santa Monica. And they would just plank right there. So it was a trip. But it was weird. It was a weird, one of those weird things. I never did it, but it was weird. Another one that I think is going to be big in the eyes of many because it was had a cult following is we said goodbye to Harry Potter, July of 2011. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 hit theaters on July 15th, 2011. Of course, the Potter universe still lives on now through the popular Broadway play The Cursed Child and the continuing Fantastic Beasts franchise, but it is easy to say that we Potterheads still have never been the same ever since. So they released the movies in early 2000. So we literally saw these people grow up before our eyes. And when it ended, it was a weird, it had like a weird atmosphere because it was one of those things that everyone either, they adored it. At the time, it, you know, culture was a little bit in a different time. So people were closeted. There were closeted Potterheads, you know, but I didn't really meet anyone that didn't like Harry Potter. And I was a fan early on, and then I just stopped watching after the Chamber of Secrets. And then when it all ended, maybe in 2015 is when I saw them all. I just restarted it, saw them all, and I was like, wow. And then, you know, you start seeing all these videos on YouTube, and there's a lot of intelligent people out there. Obviously, they're reading the books, but they're doing research on like a lot of these supporting characters and gives you the backstory of them. Like, for example, Grindelwald and Dumbledore, I knew their story before Fantastic Beasts came out because of a YouTube guy. And I wish I knew his name because I would love to give him a shout out. Very smart guy, and his videos are made with the great production on his videos. You could tell he takes the time in not only editing, but in the research because he's very well spoken and he's very well informative. But, if I can find it, I'll put it in the show notes. But yeah. And so I knew that story because I'd seen these and I just, it was so fascinating to me that there's all these stories. And so it was sad to know that Harry Potter ended because when I finally watched it, I was like, man, so I felt as though I knew what the fan base, like the Potterheads felt like when it ended. Cause I was like, man, what now? But obviously watching those videos, I started to notice that there is so much content out there with these supporting characters that they can do. And they're touching on the Fantastic Beasts. So, which is more so the Grindelwald story, which I really like. And I think they can go so many places from here. So I think they do even a movie of the originals of Ravenclaw and Gryffindor and all those Slytherin, all the people who opened those houses in the first obviously the Wizardly School. I believe that they could make a movie on just that alone, and I think it would be good. It could be a series too. But we're gonna move on from that one. This one, you know what? It wasn't very significant, but because we do sports, I'm gonna go ahead and mention it. Well, we'll do this one as an honorable mention. Is February 2012, Linsanity took over the world. Do you guys remember that? Linsanity? Jeremy Lin, due to some injuries, he's a backup point guard. He steps in and unexpectedly leads the team on a 7-game win streak. Obviously from 2011, 2012. And it was known as Linsanity. That's when it was born. Cause he just took the world by storm. He was averaging, I don't remember how many points he was averaging, but he easily became one of Carmelo Anthony's favorite role players. And he was, man, he had hit a game winner, I think against the Lakers. He was just balling out. It's a shame that his career dwindled the way it did. Maybe he should have stayed in New York with that system, but you know, he was, man, it was really phenomenal to get to watch that as a sports fan and see the direction they went or he went. And I'm talking about this season, that season in particular, and how good it was. It was fun. It was fun for the Knicks and the organization. But, you know, obviously that's not the case anymore. And he it fizzled out. But I thought, you know, that's always very fun. I'm going to skip that one. Oh, here we go. Oppa Gundam Style, July 2012, became the most watched video ever. So this dude was from South Korea. He's a musician. His name's Psy. Released a song called Gundam Style. The accompanying music video was instantly a major hit and subsequently became the first video ever to reach 1 billion views on YouTube. Everybody was doing it. He didn't really speak English, but because of the fame, he started learning English. He made a song with Snoop Dogg to follow up this song. I remember I think Snoop Dogg was trying to get on the craze more so than he was trying to use Snoop Dogg, or maybe they both gained something out of it. I don't remember that song. Obviously, it wasn't as popular, but Gundam Style, he performed at movie awards. I don't know which ones, or music awards, one of the two. He performed at one of the award shows here in America, and it was a good performance, but everyone fell in love with it. The dance was fun. I did the dance. I remember learning to do the dance. It was easy. It wasn't really learning, but it was fun. you know, it was a fun time. But yeah, that was crazy. Moving on. What number are we on? Let's see. Let me do a count. We did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 honorable mention. 6. Okay. So number 7. December of 2012. People thought the world was going to end. You guys remember that? The Mayan calendar had reached its end. Finished. That was it. The Mayans had not seen past 2012, and a lot of things that they put in their calendar were things that were actually, I guess, coming or came true. And everyone expected that to happen. A lot of people freaked out. Now, I didn't freak out. I knew that was a bunch of bull, but I thought the fact that there was a craze about it, it took me back, but to a bigger understanding of like when Y2K happened in 2000, everyone thought that the computers were going to, like Skynet was going to happen pretty much, and things were going to take over. And I remember people were freaking out about it. I was like, come on, you guys are ridiculous. But I was a kid. I was like in sixth grade. Now I was an adult, and I got to see people actually freaking out. I got to see grown ass men that were like, and you know, they wouldn't admit it again until we'd drink a little bit. And then they'd be like, man, like, what are we going to do? You know, like the world's going to, and it's like, bro, you guys are, it's not going to happen. But a lot of people were split on it, especially my friends. It was like, yes, it's going to happen. No, it's not going to happen. Here's why not, you know, but it was fun conversation, even if you believed or not. I'm sure that just mentioning that is going to take you back to a time or that time when you had the argument. And then of course the I told you so's that ensued if you were right. But, I'm going to skip that one. That one's a song because we're on number 8. These are a couple songs. Want to go ahead and skip that. That was a little bit more serious. That one's going to be used for a different one. This one's fun. Okay. On July through August of 2014, everybody was doing the ice bucket challenge. The premise of this, or the point of this, I should say, was that you dump a bucket of ice, and it's for ALS. And, it was leading to the new discovery of a new ALS gene. And so, this, I guess no one really knew how exactly it got to viral, but the Ice Bucket Challenge became the most popular internet trend in the summer of 2014, raising a total of $100 million for ALS awareness research. So here was the way it was. You challenge people online. You either give $100 to ALS or you do the Ice Bucket Challenge, and then you challenge someone else. Now, anyone who did the Ice Bucket Challenge, or the majority of people that were posting online, were still donating. It was fun. It was a fad. So they would do the Ice Bucket Challenge and they would donate something to the ALS research. And for them to raise, this first time I've seen, they raised $150 million. That's incredible. Incredible. But it was fun. You know, people would do it. And then there was obviously conspiracies that ice like that is, I don't know if you guys heard this, but I remember reading a lot about it and seeing videos about it, that it was a satanic ritual. Everyone was doing a satanic ritual and nobody had any clue that they were doing it. And I'm like, all right, well, first of all, I think you have to be aware that you're performing a satanic ritual for that to have any weight to it. One, you know, it's not like you can't sell your soul to the devil and not know it. I don't believe that. So for a lot of conspiracy theorists out there, I'm obviously one. So, you know, come talk to me about it, comment on it on our social media, and we can go back and forth about that. This is number 9. Yeah, let's do that. Number 9. Because this is another thing that had everybody left or right. It was either black or white. And it's funny because I mentioned that because it really was. It was either black or it was blue. And of course, I'm talking about the freaking dress. Now, if I remember correctly, it was black and blue, or it was white and gold. I believe that was the two colors. Yeah, white and gold. And me personally, I saw it white and gold, and it pissed me off because there was this talk that, oh, only smart people see it blue and black. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you guys, all right? First of all, because my eyes depict something a certain way doesn't mean that I'm dumber than you. But I thought it was funny because it had everybody split. I remember we were at my brother and in my brother's house, and we were hanging out with my sister-in-law, and you know, we were in the argument, like, is it, she's like, it's blue and black. And we're like, no, it's not. It's white and gold. And literally for, I don't know, the whole night, it seemed like we were arguing about the damn dress, and it was like, no one was right or wrong, but we were arguing about it. And that's when we did research, and it's like, oh, you're smarter if you see it this way. So then try to tell my brother who saw it white and gold like I did. And he was like, what? No, I believe my buddy, I believe Creeps on the Beats was there. Him and his wife were there too. And so we were just all seeing it differently, going back and forth. And then when my sister-in-law read that thing, my brother saw it white and gold. He's like, oh, I see it blue and black now. And then it became this big thing, like, you know, you ain't going to tell me that I'm dumb because I don't see it a certain... I mean, I don't know if you guys remember all that, but it was definitely one that affected my family and my inner circle, which is really cool because, again, we spent a whole night, not even exaggerating, a whole night, which we typically spend anywhere from 3 to 5 hours with each other. And I think on this particular night, we probably hung out like 3.5 to 4 hours. But shouts out Leo, man, and Edgar. I know you guys are going to hear this, but I don't know if you guys remember that, but if you do, you know, the dress is white and gold, SB. I'm telling you that too. But that was a lot of fun. And it's things like that. I think this really does bring full circle. You know, you brings everything full circle, and it has for a fun night. If you have nothing to do, or you guys are doing the same shit, going to movies or this or that, blah, 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 an argument like that is actually something that's fun that can kind of break that circle a little bit and get you to talk about something else. But, yeah, that's really cool. And then this is going to be number 10. There's a lot of stuff that's still on this list, and I'm going to cover that in a different video, because there's obviously some things that need to be addressed because they're very important of things that happened in this decade. But I'm going to go ahead and skip over a lot of these because I am going to talk about another fun thing that I think everyone's going to enjoy. Let's keep this light and let's keep it where we're at. But do you guys remember, and I'm going to look up the exact date, May to June of 2017, everyone was playing with fidget spinners. Do you guys remember that? I think I was a little too old to be playing with fidget spinners, but one of my best friends, shouts out Ben, he was... he had a bunch. I remember, I believe he told me he had a bunch. I know he had one for sure, but he said, I used to play with them. And it was one of those things that you did, like, I guess people in my generation would have stress balls and the newer generation has fidget spinners. But either way, it was one of those things that it seemed like everybody had. And it kind of reminded me, and I'm gonna date myself here, but it reminded me of Pogs. I don't know if you guys know what Pogs are, but if you aren't, for the youth, look that shit up. But it was like, because you had the slammers. Obviously, you collect Pogs, and Burger King and places like that gave out free ones, but you wanted to collect the good ones. But it was the slammers that you collected, and you would play other people for Pogs. And it was like, you know, playing, it was like currency. Who had the best Pogs? Who had the best slammers? And you always wanted to play that person if they had a nice slammer, you wanted to play them for it. And if you won, you gave those slammer. So it was like trading cards. That was like our version of trading cards. But that's what fidget spinners reminded me of. And not in the sense of you would trade them, but because they were so stylish. And it was like, who had what color? Who had what design? And there were so many companies that were getting behind it that would legit design it a certain way. And it would get all this attention. And so it was cool to see that because it was another one of those things that everybody... mostly everybody jumped on, and it was like almost like, oh, let me see your spinner. Let me see your, you know what I'm saying? And so, I wasn't a part of it. It passed me by, but people around me, I remember seeing a lot of people just randomly walking and they would just play with the thing, which I guess is good because, think about it now. 2017 was 3 years ago, and now you see people walking and they're just screen time, right? On their phones. I would see people walking, just playing with those things. Now, their mind subconsciously, they're doing it and they're walking, but at least they're present. You know what I'm saying? So it would keep our eyes off of the screen and keep our hands busy, which, I think is actually not a bad idea, especially since they say that we have way too much screen time and it's only making us dumber. But, you know, let me know what you guys think, and let me know if you guys jumped on any of these, the planking or the ice bucket challenge or, the fidget spinners and you know, share your experiences. Like if you guys had the ice bucket and the planking, I'd like to hear you guys' story, obviously. And the fidget spinners, if you had a non-basic one, like a themed one, you know, I'd like to know what you guys had because, obviously there's pride and things like that. I took pride in my pogs and my slammers and stuff like that. So, yeah, there's your top 10. There's a quick top 10 for you guys, things that you might have forgotten, happened in this decade. And, there's more on this list, like I said, but I am going to get into the more serious matters on another episode. And I'd like to do that with a co-host so that way we can kind of bounce ideas back and forth because I love to talk on the side of a lot of the listeners. So I know that when I have guests in here, they might share the same views or opinions as you do. So one of us is always playing devil's advocate and Corey is usually that guy, but there's a lot of people that, that have interesting opinions and a lot of people can relate to certain people and mentalities and personalities and things like that. So we'll get into that in another episode. Thank you again for tuning in the podcast. Go check it out. I put all these social media stuff down below, but obviously Twitter is culture_punch, Instagram and Facebook Culture Punch Podcast. You can check out the website at theculturepunchpodcast.com and go show your support. I appreciate everything, all the love. And, you know, we got through another episode. So thank you guys. And we will talk to you guys again soon.